The Lord is truly risen. To him be glory and power for all the ages of eternity. Alleluia. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Easter is the greatest and the most important feast in the church for three reasons. First, the resurrection of Christ is the basis of our Christian faith. It is the greatest of the miracles, for it proves that Jesus is God. That's why St. Paul writes, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." Jesus is Lord, he is risen, was the central theme of the preaching of the apostles, because Jesus prophesied his resurrection as a sign of his divinity. "Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again." The founder of no other religion has an empty tomb as Jesus has. Further, neither the Jews nor the Romans could disprove Jesus' resurrection by presenting the dead body of Jesus. The apostles and the early Christians were absolutely sure about the resurrection of Jesus. Otherwise, they would not have faced martyrdom for a dead leader lying in the tomb. The sheer existence of a thriving, empire-conquering early Christian church, bravely facing and surviving 3 centuries of persecution, supports the truth of Christ's resurrection. Second, Easter is the guarantee of our own resurrection. Jesus assured Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies." Third, Easter is a feast which gives us hope. One of the qualities that help us to go on living in spite of troubles, failures, suffering, and death itself is the ability to hope. We hope that our troubles will end. We hope that we will get well soon. We hope that we will succeed, and we hope that tomorrow will bring a new day. But is it just wishful thinking, hoping against hope? Christian hope is based on the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, which is a guarantee that we too can look to the future with confidence. Our hope is not in vain. God never fails. The same God who raised Jesus will help us arise from whatever is keeping us down. Because Jesus rose again, we too will rise. Alleluia. We need to remember Easter in our Good Fridays. Easter reminds us that every Good Friday in our lives will have an Easter Sunday, and that Jesus will let us share the power of his resurrection. Each time we display our love of others, we share in the resurrection. Each time we face a betrayal of trust, we share in the resurrection of Jesus. Each time we fail in our attempts to ward off temptations, but keep on trying to overcome them, we share in the resurrection. Each time we continue to hope, even when our hope seems unanswered, we share in the power of Jesus' resurrection. In short, the message of Easter is that nothing can destroy us, not pain, sin, rejection, nor death, because Christ has conquered all these, and we too can conquer him, conquer them, if we put our faith in him. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we listen to Peter as the witnesses to the risen Lord. The great proof of the resurrection was not the empty tomb, but people like Peter transformed into fearless witnesses of Jesus Christ. In today's passage, we hear Peter fearlessly proclaim that the same Jesus who suffered and died had risen from the dead. This was the mission of Peter and the disciples, to proclaim that Jesus was alive. And this is our mission, to witness that Jesus is alive and that we have experienced him in our lives and his power at work in our world today. The gospel tells of the events of that first Easter morning. It was still dark so they cannot see that the tomb no longer contains the risen Lord. Mary goes to the tomb because she believes that it is all over. It is the same with many believers whose faith is sometimes shattered by the heavy burdens we carry and the moments of death we encounter. Though Christ has risen, we still do not experience Him. It's all over, we think. But God has not finished with us yet. There are signs that this is not the end. Mary sees that the tomb is empty and she runs to Peter complaining, "They have taken away the body." Peter and John rush and see the empty tomb, and Peter enters the tomb and sees beyond. His faith tells him the Master has risen. Then the other disciple entered. He saw and believed. Every disciple of the Lord has to enter into the tomb, enter into the mystery of suffering and death, and only then will the eyes of faith be opened to see and believe. At Easter, we are celebrating not only the victory of Jesus over death, but the hope that we too will be victorious. We too will conquer, not because of our strength, but in the power of the risen Lord. The challenge of Easter today is to understand human suffering in the light of Jesus' resurrection. So on this Easter day, what should we do? In our life situations, we have to do first, let us live the lives of resurrection people. Easter gives us the joyful message that we are a resurrection people. This means that we are not supposed to lie buried in the tomb of our sins, evil habits, dangerous addictions, despair, discouragement, or doubts. Instead, we are expected to live a joyful and peaceful life, constantly experience the living presence of the risen Lord in all the events of our lives and amid the boredom, suffering, pain, and tensions of our day-to-day life. Second, we need to live new, disciplined lives in the risen Jesus. Our awareness of all-pervading presence of the risen Lord in and around us and the strong conviction of our own resurrection help us to control our thoughts, desires, words, and behavior. This salutary thought inspires us to honor our bodies, keeping them holy, pure, and free from evil habits and addictions. Our conviction about the presence of the risen Lord in our neighbors and in all those with whom we come into contact should encourage us to respect them and to render them loving, humble, and selfless service. Third, we need to become transparent Christians radiating the presence of the risen Lord. We are called to be transparent Christians, showing others through our lives the love, mercy, compassion, and spirit of self-sacrificing service of the risen Jesus living in our hearts. Fourth, we need to share in the resurrection of Jesus. Each time we try to practice Christian charity, mercy, and forgiveness, and each time we fight against temptations, let us remember that we are sharing in the resurrection of Jesus here and now. So let us pray. May the risen Lord bring fullness into our lives and make us to just walk in His path during this Easter time. Amen.